Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Clay County Corner. We hope to inform you today of local happenings, events, and just general information about Clay County. This is Susan Bailey broadcasting live in a corner room of the historic Clay County Courthouse on the square in Salina. This radio broadcast is sponsored in part and hosted by the Three Star Volunteer Program of Clay County and by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce. We're live every morning on Thursdays from 9 a.m. until 10 a.m. on Kix Country 101.5 FM. This show will be replayed this evening at 6 o'clock p.m. on Kix Country. You may also have an opportunity to tell family and friends in the surrounding counties and in the states, other states, to listen in through the Del Hollow Horizon website. And that's at www.delhollowhorizon.com. Just click on the link on their webpage to catch this week's show and even review previously recorded Clay County Corner broadcasts from Kix Country. We want to thank Del Hollow Horizon for collaborating with the Clay County Corner and Three Star to provide this service to our neighbors near and far. We've got a good show for you during the next hour, so get that extra cup of coffee and then sit back and get ready to hear about local Clay County happenings. On the lineup today, we're going to hear from Christy Keene, who is our 2013 Christmas Parade Coordinator. Also, we'll have back Thomas Watson. You hear him a lot, but he's coming back this morning, and he'll be talking with us about the mistletoe market and the courthouse Christmas play that's scheduled again this year. And I also have Doug Young with the Three Star Initiative and OSM Vista. Before I start today's Clay County Corner, let me congratulate the Clay County High School basketball teams on a good season start. Coach Sims isn't too far from hitting a quarter century of coaching. Well, he's just 3 years away. That's not too far. And this year brings a good group of starters for him with good bench support. At least three or four of the Lady Dogs have some nice three-point shots and that important competitive edge. They played well the other night, Tuesday night, at Van Buren, holding a great lead most of the game, but falling short in the last quarter of play, and then finally losing their lead, and they were defeated 60-57 in the final seconds of overtime play. The boys played a very physical game, easily holding their own with a good lead all four quarters. Coach Edwards moved his players in and out and kept that momentum and energy throughout the game, and Van Buren just couldn't hang on. The final for that game was 73-45. They may be picked to finish last in their district, but I sure was impressed with their game on Tuesday. Now, tomorrow night, the Dogs were supposed to be on the road again playing a 6 o'clock game in Trousdale County. However, Trousdale County's football team is still in the playoffs, so that game has been rescheduled. There will not be a game this Friday night. It is basketball season, though, remember that, and it's time to hit the gym and support all of these student-athletes. Today's subjects are going to include information about the Christmas Parade, Parade Poster Contest, the Mistletoe Market, Three Star Initiative, Vista, Courthouse Christmas Trial, Second Harvest Food Bank, and the Thanksgiving Ministry. Now, let's have a break for our sponsors, and then we'll return with the program.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored, but this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to senior care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner. This is Susan Bailey, broadcasting live out of the Clay County Courthouse. Up first, I've got Dr. Doug Young, and he is instrumental in keeping three-star program going and getting all of us people in here to help him out with that project. Welcome this morning, Dr. Young.
Good to be here this morning, Susan.
Thank you. And we also have our brand new Vista. I'm going to let Doug introduce him, and he's been here a whole less than a week, I think. And as soon as we got him in, we shot him up to West Virginia for some training. So he's been in, but he's been out too. Doug, I'm going to let you take over with this.
We have with us this morning Aaron Salatoro. Aaron is from Connecticut, I believe, Aaron.
Yes.
And you're working for Vista. What does Vista stand for?
VISTA is an acronym for Volunteers in Service to America, and it's a federal program under AmeriCorps, the national service arm of the federal government, and under an independent agency called the Corporation for National and Community Service. And VISTA is... it positions volunteers throughout the country with different nonprofits, and basically its focus in recent years is combating poverty through capacity building with organizations like the Clay County Chamber of Commerce and other organizations working to bring, you know, economic opportunity. It's been around actually before the AmeriCorps program. I believe it was established in 1964 as part of the Johnson administration's war on poverty. So it has a very illustrious history, and I'm very proud to both be working with that program and also with the Clay County Chamber, which is history isn't quite as long, but has achieved a lot of success over its existence.
I'm sure that some of our listeners got to know Jan Carroll in her year with us. She was our VISTA last year, and what it amounts to, Jan gave us a year of her life, and now Aaron is giving a year of his life to come to Clay County and work with us and try to make Clay County a better place to live, work, and play. And Aaron, welcome to Clay County, and we'll be having you on the air more, and we'll be putting you to work and see if we can't find some things for you to do.
And he's not talking lightly, Aaron. He will be putting you to work.
No, I already know. And on another note, I do feel very welcome already. Everyone's very hospitable, you know. Very nice place. I love Clay County already.
Good deal.
Well, we do too, or we wouldn't find ourselves here. That's one of our big problems in Clay County. We lose too many of our young people every year. Susan, a couple other things happening right now in Three Star. We've got a lull going on, but we are getting two new programs started. One is the Retired Teachers Association. Mm-hmm. That's going to be sanctioned by the Tennessee Education Association. And we've had one meeting, and we had 18 retired teachers to attend that meeting, so we're off and running with that organization. Hopefully we'll be able to recruit some of those retired teachers into the three-star program.
Wonderful. That is a totally new program, though, right?
Totally
it's never
new.
Been here before.
Network.
Okay.
So far as I know, we haven't had one, but we may have had one back at some point in time,
okay.
But I don't know of it.
Okay.
And we're resurrecting one.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Salina High School Alumni Association.
Mm-hmm.
We used to have a Salina High School Alumni Association, and it was well attended.
Mm-hmm.
We had several hundred people to come in on a weekend and meet, socialize, and sometimes bring new ideas back.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe even decide to move back, and that would be a fantastic idea. One Salina High School alumni just the other day, he's considering moving back and starting a business, and that's the kind of guys we'd like to see.
Very
maybe they
good.
Moved away when they were young, but let's get them back as they mature and Mm-hmm. Notice I didn't say getting old.
That's
right. Just mature a little, right. And then make their way back.
Well, that would certainly be a good objective to have for the program, and sometimes that's all it takes. It's just getting them back in the county to look around a little and get those roots reestablished.
And we have hundreds of potential members of
sure
that
do.
Organization. And I remember back in the mid-70s, we had a really strong alumni association. We
mm-hmm.
we did a scholarship, and we had an annual meeting. With an alumni association, it's not like meeting with your class.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a class reunion, you just get to meet the guys in your class.
Yes.
But when you have an alumni association and they have a meeting, you get to meet the guys who graduated in the 40s even.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get to see the guys, too, that graduated the year before you and the year after you. And I'm sure you had a lot of friends in both of those classes.
Yes, definitely.
So that's an exciting organization. To make it work, we're going to have plenty of help. And so far, we've had plenty of help to show up. We've got a good organization started. We have people assigned to each five-year period to get names and addresses of people
mm-hmm.
so we can get a database going. And hopefully, a lot of those people will have email addresses, and now we'll really be able to communicate.
Right. It's so much easier to click one button and send messages out to several hundred people.
Yes.
Much, much easier.
And if we have an alumnus out there who would like to just here to really help with this program, if you get in contact with me down at the chamber, that's 243-3338, we need some folks to put together a newsletter. We need some folks to help us build the database and enter it into a computer. So if you've got somebody out there listening that would really like to get on board here, just give me a call and we'll go to work.
Yeah, and I can say, you know, it's not that you must have computer skills. If you just writing skills and then helping in the transference of that information, checking the list off and if there's any rewriting to be done to get it on the computer, you don't have to have those essential computer skills, but we certainly need that too.
And maybe just dialing a phone
and
calling somebody's granddaddy and saying, now, where are they now?
Exactly.
And see if
yeah.
we can't get an address for them and get them on our mailing list.
Yeah, a lot of time involved in pulling it together, but it can be done.
You know, we have some other organizations in Clay County that offer an opportunity for service, and they need the help. Some of these folks out here that have time on their hands, if you're retired, you might be interested in the retirement committee.
Mm-hmm.
The retirement committee meets at the chamber every third Wednesday at 9:00, and they're heavily involved in their activities right now. They've been around working with the local merchants to help keep our business at home and
mm-hmm.
and develop a discount program with a discount card. If you're 60 or older, you can qualify for that. And then once a month, I think they have a drawing and. We have something to say about that a little bit.
Well,
later.
Actually, yes, we do. I think Aaron has been the lucky guy to find out who. I didn't realize what we were giving away this week, but it was a turkey, and how appropriate. Is it a live turkey?
I do not believe so.
It's a frozen turkey from Scott's grocery store this time.
That's right.
Scott's Best Way. So I'm going to let Aaron have the pleasure of announcing this week's winner.
So we're going to announce the winner, and it's Buddy Thompson. And again, the turkey is compliments of Scott's Grocery, and it's sponsored by the Clay County 3-Star Retirees Committee Senior Discount Program. And to Buddy, if he's listening or he hasn't heard yet, we did leave a message with you, but we're not sure if you heard yet. You may pick up the turkey anytime at Scott. So, congratulations.
Congratulations, Buddy Thompson.
Yep.
Perfect timing to get that turkey.
Another organization, Susan, that we have in the county that we're always recruiting for, and you can be young or old for this one, and that's the Salina Lions Club.
Mm-hmm.
We need some good volunteers to come in there and help us with projects. We have lots of projects during the year, and we have, less than a dozen people in that organization
that's
now
true.
Who are active.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the programs that they sponsor is the Leo Club, and the Leo Club is the high school organization for high school, by the Lions Club, And then when they go on to college, they can join a Lions Club in the town where they go. And as a matter of fact, Tennessee Tech has a Lions Club on campus.
Mm-hmm. Boy, that would be a good opportunity. It's, you know, showing interest and community service. Looks good on a resume, for sure. It's time to take a break now, and we're going to come back with more about 3-Star and the programs that we have involved.
Hello, this is Paula Boone with Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center. We are excited to announce two new services available to our community. We are now offering adult daycare and outpatient therapies. Our adult daycare program is designed to provide improvements in the health of adults who may just need a safe place to be during the day. Nutritious meals, snacks, activities, and a full-service beauty shop are just a few of the services available. Outpatient physical, occupational, and speech therapies are now offered to our community as well. Most major insurance plans are accepted. For more information, give us a call today at 931-243-3139. We will be glad to assist you. Again, that is 931-243-3139, Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center in Salina, Tennessee.
We're back with the Clay County Corner, and I'm sitting here with our VISTA volunteer, Aaron, and with Dr. Young with 3-Star Volunteer Program, and we've been covering a few things like the senior discount giveaway, which was won this week by Buddy Thompson.
Right.
And got a, what to get, Aaron?
You got a frozen turkey, compliments of Scott's Grocery.
All righty. And we've hit a couple of things on the retirement committee and the new development of the teachers' retirement organization and also the rejuvenation of the CHS alumni. Is it CHS or is it Clay County?
Salina High School to start with.
Okay. And then... I guess we did talk about that.
At some point in time, there will be a Clay County High School Alumni Association, and the, I don't know how that will develop. That will be determined by the people who are running the organizations. But I remember when we had the Salina High School Alumni Association, the people at Willow Grove were consolidated in after the dam was built to the Salina High School, so it became the Salina High School Willow Grove Montvale Academy. Back in the 70s, we still had people alive who had graduated from Montvale Academy. I think Montvale Academy's greatest claim to fame is that Cordell Hull graduated from that institution.
Yeah.
And that was at the back of the time in Clay County history when we just kind of had a renaissance in education. We actually had two of those that our county people went to.
Mm-hmm. You know, it'd be nice to, at some point, give recognition to that school and have some kind of a pictorial that we could put up somewhere.
Yes, it would.
Because they just recognize
fantastic
them.
Work.
Absolutely.
We had one in Tennessee's Bottom, and it actually graduated the first federal judge from the state of Tennessee.
Yeah, you know, Clay County's done a lot, actually, that people just aren't aware of.
And the other thing I wanted to talk about is the 3-Star program. We have a lot of people who have been involved, and we've got the projects done, and they've kind of completed their task. We need to be looking at some new things that we can do and get more people involved. So if you're out there listening and you have some time on your hands, don't wait for us to call you. Call us. And let's see if we can't find you something to do. There's so many different things that we can do in Clay County just to make it a better place to live. We've got one of the most beautiful places on earth as far as the geography is concerned. But we need to really get business moving. We need to get more jobs. We're working constantly at that. And that's how we got into this thing to start with, Susan. We were at a TBA meeting, and one of the folks with TBA made the statement that no longer do factories and industry and even businesses contact TBA and the Tennessee Community and Economic Development Department to help get located somewhere. They get on and study your community.
Mm-hmm.
They get online and they look at all the things going on in your community, and they want to choose a community to locate in that has a lot going on, that shows that the people are working hard to make the community grow and be good, and that's where they want to locate.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot to be said about that. For them to get online and search out those things, We've got to put it online, too.
That's it. And we've got to do it.
We've got to do that. We've got to have a good, strong outlet there, a venue for those people to look at what all we do a lot. We do a lot.
I used to teach a class, a graduate class in community relations, and I always started the class with, if you can do it, you ain't bragging. And we can do a lot of things in Clay County, and we are doing a lot of things in Clay County, but sometimes we just don't brag enough. And
Yeah.
People aren't going to know about us unless we tell them.
That's true. You know, even I keep hearing, talking with parents, and I rode to the game the other night with a high school parent who was saying, gosh, my kid needs some volunteer service hours. And I said, well, we got plenty of those.
Yeah.
But getting the information out there and letting people know what's available, it's up to us to really make sure that it's known and to share it with those people that are willing to help. So it's word of mouth a lot, and the newspaper, the radio, and all those other things. But we've got to get the word out, and anybody that, you know, there's no excuse for boredom.
No.
You don't have to sit home and be bored and wish you had something to do. We can certainly help direct you into something that you would love to work at.
You mentioned the high school students. I think that we have lots and lots of opportunities for them. We have even discussed having a junior three-star program
mm-hmm.
just for high school
mm-hmm.
students and get them involved at this level. And if any of them are interested in that, again, contact us at the Chamber of Commerce, and we'll find a sponsor somewhere and see if we can't get an organization like that up and running.
That would be excellent and a wonderful opportunity to learn more about leadership skills as well as general community service.
You learn leadership first by being a follower.
Mm-hmm.
Then you learn it by doing,
mm-hmm.
and then you start taking command as you go along, and the first thing you know, your people are looking to you to get it done.
Mm-hmm.
And but it starts out with raising your hand and say, I'll do that.
Yeah, that's true. It's easy to do.
And it's also easy to do.
It's easy to do it. It's hard to say no.
I know you and I raise our hand too much sometimes.
Yeah.
And we ended up, I counted the other day that I'm on 10 committees. And
I'm not even
going to
look.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to look.
But it's fun. It's lot better than sitting in that recliner.
Absolutely.
Trying to remember what day it is.
And, you know, the most, I don't know, I'm always saying my favorite is this. I think every holiday is my favorite, so I don't know how I can say that. Every time a new holiday comes, I'm like, oh, this is my favorite. But same thing with volunteering. I enjoy it so much, and my biggest sense of accomplishment is just how it feels to me. When I know that I've gone out there and I've done something, it's helped a little bit or it's helped a lot, it just feels good. You know, and that's the most, I guess, rewarding thing.
And now that we have Aaron on board,
mm-hmm.
we'll work him pretty hard.
Yeah, he's young and
yeah.
got lots of energy, lots of ideas.
Just graduated from college and has all those new
Absolutely.
Ideas that they gave him in college. And we'll find all kinds of stuff for him.
And did we mention he plays the tuba?
Oh, no way.
I don't think we did.
It's the trombone.
Oh, I'm sorry, the trombone.
At least you mentioned a brass instrument.
Right, I got close. I was, it was music. Right?
I think the last time we spoke, you first said tuba, and I had to correct you. But
and I didn't hear.
No.
I mean, I understand. In January, our Methodist church has a new pastor showing up, and he plays.
Trombone. Wow,
so
we're going to have a duo.
Now. So if we can get two more trombone players, we can have a trombone quartet.
Yes, and Aaron.
Well, if there's anyone else around who plays.
Well, you know, we've got to
we've
got to get you out in the high school. We've got
to
get you into
the
high school group and to Miss Sandy, who's the music in the school system, and we got to see what all we can do with that.
Get Mary Lloyd back involved.
That's exactly right.
Get her to tooting the... a trumpet, I think
that's right. Yeah.
Instrument of choice.
Wow, a horn medley. Wouldn't that be awesome?
I often look back. I played football in high school, and now I was a center, and no fun to go out and center a football, but I kind of wish I'd have played in the band. I'd still have a skill.
Yeah, absolutely. Guy. Not aching knees.
Yeah, that's right.
And an aching back.
You always have it.
Well, guys, is there anything else that we need to try to cover before we end our little session?
You've got some more folks on talking about some more programs. That, they're kind of three-star programs.
They certainly are, yes.
And again, as we sign off for this morning for our portion of this program, if you want to get involved and make Clay County a better place to live, work, and play, get in contact with us. We need you. We need everybody to pull together here, and we can make make Salina an even better place. I keep hearing how good it was.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it can be that good again.
It sure can.
No, the retail is not going to be what it once was. We can build Salina back to where we have lots and lots going on like we used to, we just need help doing that.
Yeah, and drive through and open your eyes. You're going to see some dilapidated buildings still, but it takes time to get those reversed. And look around, though. We've got new businesses in. There are two buildings open on the square, the Donut Hole and Green Tech. And, it makes a difference. Every time there's a building filled, it certainly looks better. So look for the progress. You're going to see it.
As a matter of fact, Susan, we don't have many empty buildings on the square anymore.
Yay.
Yeah.
And if we can get the whole building at the four-way stop and we get some resolution on that one.
And it sure is a work in progress. That
yes.
That was in terrible, terrible shape. And then the one down East Lake, too. It's just going to take
and,
a little
and
time.
And the old courthouse. We're still chasing some grants to try to do some things to the courthouse and get it to where it's just a showplace for history. Because there's so much history in this courthouse.
Yes, there is. But living in it, too. At least we're here every once in a while. We're doing the play in it, which we'll speak of later, and being in it
and occasionally
helps.
They still use it for a courtroom.
Yeah, that's true.
They,
so we're still
they,
an active.
Yeah,
we're
so
on
it's
the
still an active courthouse.
Mm-hmm. We got to keep that
and
going.
And the oldest one in Tennessee that's still being used for a courthouse.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you so much. And I guess we'll go for another break, and we'll bring up next Christy Keene to talk about the Christmas parade and all the activities surrounding the Christmas parade. We'll have a break now for our sponsors.
Good afternoon. This is Elaine Closer. We're trying to help everyone get through this vast home improvement warehouse. We're currently in the plumbing department, but there seems to be a cart with a pallet of 2x4s turned sideways in the aisle. No one can get through. And don't even try the paint counter. They're going to be bottlenecked there for the next hour at least. You may want to avoid that area and try an alternate route. Are you tired of the long lines at the big box home improvement centers? Come visit the folks at Salina Lumber for all your home improvement needs right here at home. Remember the personal attention you used to get at the old corner store? Well, that same experience still exists at Salina Lumber Company, your local PPG Porter paint dealer, where you'll find the perfect paint, expertise, product knowledge, and personal service to help you complete any paint job inside and out. Every job deserves PPG Porter paint, a trusted brand for 90 years. Catch the PPG Porter Paints experience at Salina Lumber Company, where we're so much more than lumber.
This is Susan Bailey back with the Clay County Corner. Welcome back, everybody, and thanks for listening. We appreciate the people out there that are tuning in every Thursday morning. I've got with me now Miss Christy Keene. She is a three-star volunteer who's finding time in her busy schedule. I know it's a busy schedule. And she is going to coordinate the annual Christmas parade. I've got to say, last year we didn't think we were going to have a parade, and I think I actually put it out on Facebook that if anybody's interested at this point, we're not going to have a Christmas parade, and I don't think 5 minutes passed. And Christy responded back, and she said, I'd love to help, and guess what? She became the coordinator, and she did an excellent job. We were so proud that she stepped forward and gave her time for this, and she's doing it again this year. And Christy, we appreciate it so much.
Well, I appreciate you giving me the opportunity. I'm so excited.
Yes, I know you are.
I'm just actually overjoyed with the opportunity. I have so much passion to serve this county, and this has just given me an opportunity to do that. So.
Well, we sure do appreciate it, and we're fortunate to have you to do this. And I think, I don't know, it seems like Christmas might be a fun time for you, too, because you sure do. Yeah,
I love it.
You seem to really enjoy the season, too, but your organizational skills have just been a godsend for us.
Well,
and to step in, it's people don't realize what they're capable of, so I think you're a testament to that. And I've got to say, Christy, since last year, she has started school, and she's going to mortuary school, and she's nearing completion, and I think she's
classes.
Quite happy about that. But it's been a long road. She's got a family that she's taking care of, as well as having to drive to Nashville every day to go to school. And, you know, that takes a lot out of somebody. But she's nonetheless decided that, yes, I can do this, and she's back with us to help. So on the Christmas parade, when is this year's parade scheduled? What time?
Parade is scheduled at 2 o'clock on Saturday, December the 14th.
Okay. So that's about 3 weeks and a couple of days.
Three and a half days, something like that.
Do you know what the parade route is yet?
Well, I'm planning on sticking with not reinventing the wheel on that.
Okay.
With the lineup being in front of the Save-A-Lot parking lot and then coming to the square as usual. So.
Okay. Yeah, that worked great last year. And last year, too, we actually, there wasn't a lot of time to plan it last year.
Correct.
I think that it was, you know, we were maybe 3-4 weeks out was all, not even that long, maybe two or three weeks out.
Yes.
And you pulled it together quickly, and we had a lot of participation. About how many entries did we actually have?
If I remember correctly, it was 42.
42, yeah. I know the parade was long. It was, you know, you didn't come to the square and watch it zip past and it was over.
Right.
We got to stay for, gosh, an hour at least.
It was fantastic.
And it was absolutely wonderful.
All the interest. So hopefully it will be just as popular this year.
I think it will. And that's always a fear everybody has when they're organizing is, will anybody show up?
Will anybody participate?
And then people just kind of come out of the woodwork and absolutely do participate. Where can, if I want to put a float or a, if I want to participate in one of the categories, how do I do that?
There are short forms at the Clay Chamber of Commerce.
Okay.
Last year I tried to put it in 2 or 3 different locations. It became complicated.
Okay.
So I've put them in one spot this year. It's just a short form so that it will enable me to contact, you know, name, phone number, and if they're involved in a specific organization. So.
Okay. And that's, you know, that's a good idea. The Chamber of Commerce serves the whole county, and it's in a strategic location. It's right in the middle of town. So it's not any.
And those ladies are so helpful.
Oh yeah, yeah. So if you want to be in, then just roll into the Chamber of Commerce and fill out that short application. Is there a deadline for those that want to actually compete in some of the categories?
Well, I would be hopeful that any entries could be turned in by the Wednesday prior to the parade, so that will give me time to coordinate a lineup.
Mm-hmm.
That seemed to work well last year.
Yeah, it does. Being able to put people in spots sure does help. What's the parade theme this year for those that maybe want to go along with fitting the theme for the floats that they enter?
Well, hopefully anyone who participates will try to go with the theme because I think it's going to be very fun.
I do too.
I've named the theme A Real Fine Christmas,
uh-huh.
R-E-E-L,
mm-hmm.
as in a movie reel, because it is going to be Christmas movie themed.
Uh-huh.
So I'm really excited. I think it's just phenomenal. I was speaking to another soccer mom,
uh-huh.
and I was like, what is your favorite time of the year? A favorite part of Christmas, excuse me. And she said, Christmas movies. I'm like, ding, ding, all the lights went on. I was like, that is fantastic.
Absolutely. So, what a wide variety of possibilities.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, I think everybody will really jump on that. And you can not just do the movie and kind of a little bit of a reenactment of a scene or something, but you can go with the music. You can go with anything
absolutely.
To do with that thing.
Absolutely. I'm so excited.
I am, too. I can't wait to see what everybody comes up with.
We have some really creative people in this county.
We sure do.
So
it's never an end to the jaw dropping.
Right.
We still do have about 3 weeks to prepare, but has a decision been made yet about the competition categories? Is it, you know, per organization, or how are you going to do that?
Well, the categories will stay pretty generic to what they've been in the past, especially last year.
Mm-hmm.
There have been a few other categories added because there were some entries last year that we really couldn't judge.
Yes.
Because there wasn't anything. So, of course, the Grand Marshal,
mm-hmm.
And then we've got Best Wagon, Best Float, Truck, Car, Horse, ATV, Fire Truck, and then, of course, the Best Business and House on the Parade Route. Things that have been added are Best Antique Car, Best Antique Truck, and Tractor. Those three categories.
Absolutely. There were several.
And we couldn't honor them put them in a category, and it became confusing.
Yeah, so. And there were some gorgeous antique vehicles.
Absolutely.
And the tractors were all, I think all of them were lighted or something. They were all decorated.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, there's a lot of pride out there in those vehicles. So we definitely need to do that. I know all the kids that are out there listening. Of course, they're probably in school and they're not listening right now. But I know all the kids that are out there in Radio Land want to know about Santa Claus. Will he be there this year?
Santa Claus is coming to town.
All righty. All right. Well, we can't leave out Santa Claus, and I know there's always a very strategic place that we have him, and he usually gets to bring up the end of the parade, and that's very important.
He does, and if I could add, we're doing a poster contest this year.
Oh, yeah.
That is going to be fun. There are three age groups for the poster group, contest. It's ages 3 to 5,
mm-hmm.
6 to 8, 9 to 12.
Okay.
And there will be one poster chosen from each category.
Okay, so you'll have three winning posters.
Three winning posters. Of course, I'm going to think that they're all winners because they're going to get to display them all over town.
Mm-hmm.
However, the three chosen will actually get to ride with Santa Claus on the fire truck.
Oh, how special is that?
That's so exciting.
So moms and dads, I know your kids are in school, so you moms and dads are out there listening. Encourage the kids to participate in this because it's fun in the first place to let them create something in their mind. And are they sticking with the theme for the parade, or can they?
The rules for the contest, I just kind of threw those together with just a Christmas theme, not necessarily a movie, because I know that it may be challenging for some of the kids to come up with a Christmas movie-themed poster. The only criteria is the date and time of the Christmas parade.
Needs to be on the front of the poster.
Front of the poster.
Okay.
Same concept as with the Solana Kate Halloween poster contest, half poster board, and then, of course, a name and contact number on the back.
Okay.
I've asked that those be dropped off at the chamber no later than this coming Wednesday.
Okay. That's fine. They've still got, 6 days
to work on that? So we can announce it in next week's paper.
And a weekend to go through.
Uh-huh. And we'll be able to announce that in next week's paper and get that.
Okay. Good deal. So that doesn't apply just only the age 3 to 5. It's preschool too. So the parents can do this at home with their kids.
Absolutely.
And it can be kind of a family project. But remember, it's the kids that do the poster.
That's correct.
And then you did mention that all the posters, we'll be able to display those in the businesses around town.
Absolutely.
And then they'll get their posters back.
I'll have some help getting those back to whoever they belong to.
So. Okay. Well, we might even have a pickup time that they can know where their posters are, and maybe they could go back and pick them up. That might save a little extra legwork on that. Well, Christy, we need to take a quick break here, and we'll come back and talk a little more about some of the other activities that might be going on at the parade time, too. Taking a break here.
Husqvarna is the world's largest producer of outdoor power products. Husqvarna offers a full line of lawn and garden equipment for the homeowner and the professional. Chainsaws, blowers, trimmers, mowers, tillers, and zero turns. Husqvarna has everything you need, and is here to help you with all of your outdoor power equipment needs. Stop by Clay County Farm Supply at 408 Brown Street in Salina, or give them a call at 931-243-4169 to see how Husqvarna can help you. Husqvarna, taming the wild.
Clay County Farm Supply in Salina, Tennessee is now your certified dealer for Gator Made trailers. Gator Made is your best source to buy trailers factory direct. Gator Made trailers offer a wide variety and style of trailers, such as utility, gooseneck, equipment, and pintle hitch trailers, enclosed cargo trailers, flatbed, platform, cargo, and dump trailers. And financing is available for Gator Made trailers and Husqvarna products at Clay County Farm Supply in Salina, Tennessee.
We're back with the Clay County Corner. I'm sitting with Christy Keene, who's our Christmas Parade Coordinator this year, and we've been talking about the parade. It's coming up on December the 14th at 2:00 p.m. in the afternoon. And Christy, I know that there are usually some other, you had other things planned. It wasn't just the parade. It ended at the square and it was over.
Correct.
You had some other things going on. Is there, I think the county actually maybe put up a Christmas tree and had allowed people to bring ornaments in and decorate the tree and all that. That'll probably be up too. But also, last year, I think Relay for Life did something special. Is that going to happen again this year?
They did, and I've worked with their representatives, and they will be doing the Love Light the Tree again this
year.
So that their garden community can pay tribute to their loved ones. And also, and that took place immediately to follow.
Okay.
So that will happen again this year as well.
All right, that's a good project. And I saw lots of people throughout the day leading up to the parade time bringing things in and contributing to that. So that was something special for people in the community. And will children have an opportunity after the parade to speak with Santa and maybe have pictures made?
Yes, they will. Santa will end the parade on the square, and he will be available for pictures or, you know, requests for Christmas. So, and of course, there's a photo opportunity there. You will want to bring your own camera. We did not have a photographer last year, and I think that was a misunderstanding or a miscommunication. So just bring your own camera so you can get your picture of Santa.
Or your phone.
Everybody has a phone these
days. I don't think, it seems like nobody's without a photo possibility because they do have their phones and everything. But don't miss that opportunity. It's so special to get, the older people out there that don't have kids. It's just so fun to sit there and watch those kids make their way to Santa, and you see the fear, the anticipation, the excitement, all of those things in their faces. And then when they get on his lap, oh my goodness, you never know what's going to come out of those little mouths, but you got to be sitting there with pen and paper if you're mom or dad.
That's right. Or
and
big
be ready
ears.
To write down big ears and a good memory. Is anybody planning to sing, or are we looking at having any music on the square afterwards?
I've spoken with Miss Sandy Smith. And she and her choir are planning on doing some singing, and they're going to try to incorporate some themes from Christmas movies.
Good.
At least a song or two, but they'll be doing some caroling. If I can find any other people or if there's anyone who's interested in coming out to do some caroling and, and just have a good time, then everyone's welcome. We always welcome volunteers or donations or anything that
very
you
good.
Like to do to help.
Yeah, people. Very good. We want to get as many people involved as we possibly can. Of course, nobody has any idea what the weather's going to be like.
It's going to be fantastic.
It is. It's going to be sunny and bright and just like the song says.
That's right.
And, but bring your camp chairs.
Right.
You know, it's an opportunity, and it's, you can sit and enjoy, and I'll bet you hot chocolate. Be floating around
hot
somewhere.
Chocolate is going to be available, as well as cookies, and there's going to be some popcorn, so just little snacks and hot chocolate to just enhance the mood.
That's involving some of our community businesses. We've got some people that are making donations to do that, we'll be sure and mention them, and when we have our parade that day.
Fantastic.
All righty. Well, thank you. So, is there anything else that I think we've got our parade and our grand marshal.
Yes.
That's right. Now, remembering the theme.
Yes. Remembering the theme, we will announce that Miss Mary Lloyd Renault is going to be the grand marshal. She spent many years as a band instructor, educator for our county, and I just thought that to incorporate that would be fantastic. I spoke with her, and she is elated.
Wonderful.
She just loves the idea, so we're really excited about that.
And Mary Lloyd did put a lot of time in, and she had the following, and I still today see responses and pictures posted around and about, and kids talking about their great times when they were members of her band and all the time that she dedicated to them. We might ought to try to get Mary Lloyd on here one day before the parade comes, so she could talk about some of those kids too and her fun days then. All right, well, I guess we better take another quick break, and then we'll come back with Thomas Watson, and we'll talk about the Christmas play, and And the Mistletoe Market. Right. Okay. Time for a break.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
All right. This is Susan Bailey back at the Clay County Corner, and I got a couple of things to mention that are going on over the next couple of weeks and, you know, part of the season. While it would behoove us to stay in the spirit of giving, being grateful and offering thanks for all that we've got, we're reminded even more as we enter the seasons that bring those deeds to surface. Thanksgiving and Christmas, of course. In the light of serving others, I want to bring attention to some local activities that we could all join in some way and make a big difference. Very little effort or time would be taken to participate, but a world of good can be the result. Donna Smith wanted to be here today to give some of this information, but she's actually out collecting today for the Second Harvest Food Bank that's coming up soon. So this is from Donna, partially. The Clay County Helping Hands continues a tradition started by the Chapins about 10 years ago, supplying a Thanksgiving meal for those who are shut-ins, live alone, or are needy. You can call 243-3739 to give a name, address, and phone number if you need a meal delivered. This is limited to Clay County residents only. If you're interested in helping on Thanksgiving morning by packing meals or delivering or contributing in some way, call the number 243-3739 to volunteer or stop by Helping Hands Thursday through Saturday. This is also a good volunteer service effort for students that need volunteer hours. Over 150 requests are already in, and in 2012, last year, they had approximately 300 dinners that they delivered out to people that were in need. Next, the Second Harvest Food Bank will be rolling in on December the 6th. Clay County residents, again, who need help with their food supply can come to the Clay County Recreation Complex on December the 6th, in 2 weeks, actually, and start lining up and get your ticket at 8 a.m. Help's also needed to offload the truck, move and unpack food items, group, and deliver those to the vehicles. This is an excellent opportunity for our high school youth, again, to get volunteer community service hours and learn the true spirit of giving. And the last project I want to be sure and mention, this is another ongoing project. This is the fifth year that the City of Salina has hosted a shoebox gift collection site. Beginning this week and continuing through November the 25th, residents here can help ensure 8.5 million children who are suffering from national disaster, war, terrorism, disease, poverty, and famine will actually have a good Christmas this year. Local collection site is the United Methodist Church. Residents are asked to fill shoeboxes with school supplies, toys, other necessary items, and a letter of encouragement. You might enlist the help of other families, churches, scout troops, community groups, and businesses to take part in creating the shoe gift boxes. Probably less than $10 and maybe a half hour of work, all in a shoebox that you're going to be thrown out anyway. And just think about the good feeling that you'll have. The goal is 300 boxes. That's not really a lot. there are well over 300 people out here that can do this. And I'm just going to ask, come on, Clay County, it's for the kids. And now I've got Thomas sitting here with me. Thomas is my cohort, partner in crime. I don't know how we could describe ourselves.
be careful.
My partner on the radio. And, of course, he wears extra hats, too. I think we've all got so many different things. Sometimes we don't know if we're coming or going. But today he's a guest. He's my guest. And he's going to talk about some extra activities that he's got coming up in December. And I guess this is probably a good time, too, to mention we won't be having a Clay County Corner next week. Am I right on that? Because it's Thursday.
I think so.
Thanksgiving Day.
We might confirm that with the folks and find out just exactly, but I believe that is correct.
Okay.
I don't think we do Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I didn't.
Unless someone brings a turkey by here.
Right. And speaking of turkeys, I guess you've already got your turkey hunted and dressed and ready for the oven. Am I right?
unless he comes in and voluntarily gives up.
Oh, man, it's so easy to run to the grocery store and grab one.
Yeah, don't have to get our trusty muskets out and tromp in the woods and get them anymore.
Well, what have we got coming up? I know we've been talking about the mistletoe market. I guess that's probably coming up closest.
Yes, we've got a whole group of activities there, and we just say, you know, it's Christmas at the courthouse.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, once again this year, trying to emphasize the courthouse at Christmas,
mm-hmm.
what's going on here. Is the Christmas parade starting here, ending here this year?
It's going to be ending here again,
okay.
And it'll be starting it's up on the bypass. And then it'll end here, and they're going to have music again. So we'll have some refreshments in the courthouse.
What time are they ending that day?
It starts at 2. I'm going to guess 3 o'clock will be a safe time to end.
We'll have that, and then when everyone gets finished with that a little bit later that night, we'll be having our first performance of the Santa Trial
that
night.
That's right. That is
that
night.
So it'll be a nice, busy day here on the square. But beginning, I guess, on Saturday, December the 7th, we do have our mistletoe market lined up again. We did our first one last year here in the downstairs area of the courthouse. It was a tremendous success.
Standing room only.
Standing room only. We had a number of craftsmen, artists. We also had just some vendors in here, and we had lots of people came through that day.
Yes.
I know coming back this year, I know Barbara Boone is coming back and setting up her baskets,
mm-hmm.
I think probably in this room where we broadcast from.
Mm-hmm.
There's a wood carver coming. We've got, I know one gentleman that does jewelry from coins. I think he's going to set up a booth here. Betsy Fox, our local resident artist,
mm-hmm.
is going to be setting up. I think she has some custom Christmas ornaments that she does every year, and I think she sold a sackful and things
last
year.
She sure did.
So we're looking forward. I know Lisa Thompson's going to be here with some of her goods,
mm-hmm.
and other. I think Roy Henson and his toy display is going to be here, and I think maybe he's bringing some of his daughter's pottery over. So we've got a bunch of different things going on that day, and also that will be going on from 9 o'clock until 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And we could probably work in a couple, 3 more people if we have someone out there that wants to come in and set up. There's a $10 table fee,
okay.
And we can accommodate a few more people. And so if anyone would like to come by, they can give me a call at 931-243-3464.
Okay.
And also this year, again, we're going to have our county Christmas tree. Our Clay County Christmas tree out on the courtyard.
We were talking about that. Weren't sure when.
I think we have someone from a family that lived here years ago, a few years ago, that is in the Christmas tree business, the Black family. They're over in North Carolina now, and I think they have a Christmas tree farm, or they're associated with the folks that do, and they're going to bring a Christmas tree by, and we've got... I know Jason Coons' group is making some ornaments over at the high school.
Very good.
Francis Donaldson's gone out, and we bought a bunch of the old-fashioned, bigger Christmas tree lights to go on it, multicolors, and we're going to try and decorate that thing and get it up. And also, you know, I would like to once again bring in a motive or some type of special memento in honor of or in memory of one of a friend, family member, whatever. We will place those on the Christmas tree that day. And we will also, we'll have an official Christmas tree lighting at dusk that day.
And this is the first play day, or is this?
No, this is December the 7th.
December the 7th,
yeah.
Okay.
And I think maybe there's going to be a choir maybe lined up to come in and do a little music that day. And, you know, and we might even have some music in the courthouse that day. I'm not sure on that yet.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at a lot of things. Of course, the mistletoe market is free admission for anyone who wants to come in.
Mm-hmm.
That's the beginning of our Christmas season here. And then the next week, we'll have our first performance of the Santa Trial again.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Susan and I we're both involved in that. And
mm-hmm.
it's one of the most fun things that we've ever had.
Yes, it is.
Here in the county.
Mm-hmm.
We have some local folks that are showing off their acting ability.
Or lack of,
as you would say. And some of us get parts just because of what we look like.
Mr. Santa.
You don't have to have a lot of talent if you look the part sometimes, I think. But we'll be having on December the 14th and the 21st
mm-hmm.
Consecutive weekends. And once again, two performances. And seating in this building is limited. I believe last year we sold 120 tickets for each
mm-hmm.
performance. And some of those
sell
are up
press.
In the balcony, and we put a bunch of chairs up there, and people moved around where they could get a good seat.
Yeah.
And I think it's one of the most fun things I've been involved in years. And we're doing the Santa Trial again, but we do have folks that are returning again for our parts that we
mm-hmm.
had last year. And we've also got some newer people coming back in. We will also have our Christmas choir in here singing. So,
okay.
And after the performance each night, we will have a little reception downstairs with, I think last year we had tea and punch
mm-hmm.
and a bunch of cookies.
And the noise level, I'm here to tell you, the play was wonderful, but the community spirit and the camaraderie afterwards, people were talking and socializing and just hanging out.
It's one of the greatest evenings we've ever had here in a long, long time. Kind of reminds you of the old days when people gathered outside here to hear the election return.
Right, that's true.
Of course, we didn't have any fights breaking out or anything this time. But this will be on December the 14th and 21st. And said seating will be limited.
Yeah.
And we'll probably use the two banks as our major ticket outlet.
Okay.
But we'll also have some tickets available at the chamber and information about where to go to the bank if they run out there.
Mm-hmm.
So we are limited on the half, and we expect sellouts each night again. And we're just looking forward to a great, great December here, a Christmas season. I know we tie all this in with the Christmas parade, and
mm-hmm.
It'll be a great December.
It's going to be. Last year was a really nice December, and this year we can expect just as much,
and
if
I
not
know,
more.
Frances, again, is in charge. She'll be kind of in charge. She and Beth Gentry, Beth working with the tree, and Frances in working on decorating the courthouse again.
I was going to ask about that. Do you need any help with that?
Yes, and anyone that would like to help,
mm-hmm.
We're having a little, tonight here at the courthouse at 6:30 up in the courtroom. We're going to walk through the play with some people, mm-hmm. and anyone that would like to help with the play in any way, come out tonight at 6:30, and we'll find something for you to
Absolutely.
Do.
Absolutely.
That's one thing. You know, we never have too many people when we have
no,
these
we
things
don't.
Going.
No, we don't.
We need to, the more people we have involved, the more fun it is. And
Absolutely.
The more we get to spread our fun around.
That's right. And, you know, maybe we can even have a tonight plan for decorating the courthouse, and maybe we can have a meet on the street day and work on outside on decorating and helping Francis put everything
on
up.
December the 7th, we will... we'll have some of the Christmas tree decorating done, but we're also going to be decorating that day on December the 7th to get it all decked out and then be ready to let the mayor throw the switch again and light that thing up.
All right. Well, that sounds wonderful. Sounds like we've got a good plan in place for December, and I'm sure there'll probably be a few more things thrown in there. And if anybody has any announcements they want to send out, be sure and call the chamber or call Kix 101.5, call Kix Country, and we'll get you on here so people can know. It's important to get information out there. Thomas, you want to close her down? I think we're about out of time here.
Well, we want, like I said, invite anyone that'd like to come out that would like to be involved in the play to come out by tonight. And, of course, I'll close with my normal closing. May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again.
Absolutely. Have a good day.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kix Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.